उत्पन्न एकादशी द भविष्योत्तर पुराना डिस्क्राइब्स द ग्लोरीज ऑफ उत्पन्न एकादशी इन अ कॉन्वर्सेशन बिटवीन श्री कृष्णा एंड अर्जुना श्री सुत गोस्वामी एड्रेस्ड द असेंबली ऑफ ब्राह्मणास दस इफ वन हियर्स विद डिवोशन एंड फेथ द प्रोसेस एंड ग्लोरीज ऑफ एक्सिक्यूटिंग एकादशी एज प्रिस्क्राइब्ड बाय श्री कृष्णा then happiness in this life and liberation in the next is assuredly granted. Arjuna once asked Krishna, O Janardana, please describe the fruits of fasting, eating at night or at midday only on the Ekadashi day. Lord Krishna replied, O Arjuna, in the early autumn, there is an Ekadashi that falls during the waning moon of the Maghashirsha, November. On this auspicious day, a person should take the vow of Ekadashi. In the early morning, he should make a firm sankalpa or vow to fast. At the high noon, he should purify his body, mind, and senses by taking bath. While bathing, he should pray thus, O Ashwakante, O Rattakante, O Vishnukrante, O Vasundhare, O Mritike, O Mother Earth, please annihilate my prarabdha karma, reactions from previous births, and grant me the boon of entering your spiritual kingdom. After cleansing himself by bathing thus, he should hear about glorify and remember Lord Govinda. Once upon a time, Indra approached the Supreme Personality of Godhead and prayed as follows. O Lord of the universe, O Supreme Person, we graciously offer our respects unto you. You are the topmost shelter, the parent of everyone. You create and you maintain, and you are the destroyer of all. You are the ultimate benefactor and you are Lord Brahma, Lord Vishnu and Lord Shiva. You are the enjoyer of all sacrifices, austerities and prayers and you are the real enjoyer of all living entities. There is no object in all the worlds which is not owned and controlled by you. O Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O Lord of all demigods, O protector of those who are surrendered at your lotus feet. The demigods have been evicted from their heavenly abodes by the demons. Please protect them. O great Lord of all, we have fallen to the earthly stratum and are now merged in the ocean of miseries. Kindly be pleased with us. Upon hearing Indra's very pitiful prayer, Lord Vishnu replied, Who is this great demon who has triumphed over the exalted demigods? What is his name? From whom did he get such power? O Indra, please explain to me everything in detail. Have no fear. Indra said, O Lord of all demigods, O deliverer of devotees, O Supreme Lord, a mightily ferocious demon has attacked the demigods. His influence has struck chords of chaos everywhere. The demigods are most distressed now and we do not know how to overcome this manxome foe. There is a demon named Nandijanga who appeared in a Brahmana family. He has an awesomely powerful son, infamously known as Mura. This Mura demon now lives in the fantastic city of Chandravati. The Mura demon has invaded the lusciously beautiful, delightful heavenly planets and is now living there. He has dethroned Indra, Agni, Yama, Vayu, Isha, Chandrama, Nairita and Varuna and taken the positions for himself. Although many, we demigods could not stop his powerful assault. O Lord, please kill this demon and protect the demigods. Upon hearing the plea of Indra, Lord Vishnu became furiously angry with those who had harassed the demigods. And he said, O king of the demigods, this rascal demon will undoubtedly perish at the hand of my personal might. You should not fear. You can return to the city of Chandravati with peace of mind. I will solve this situation post haste and restore peace to the kingdom of the demigods. Thereafter, the multitude of demigods along with Lord Vishnu proceeded towards the city of Chandravati. A wonderful battle scene arose with demigods on one side and demons on the other. The Mura demon had a fearsome army of many followers. There were demons of all shapes and sizes, and the sight was truly kaleidoscopic. Lord Vishnu and the demigods prepared an unbelievable array of weaponry, and the demons also had a formidable arsenal. When the skirmish commenced, the demons rushed at the demigods, and the demigods fought with skillful dexterity. However, after a time, the demigods were scattered hither and thither by severe beatings from the demons. When Lord Vishnu fetched the demigods together and led them in a group attack, the combined effect plowed into the demon horde. Although Lord Vishnu flicked the lesser demons away, as one wafts away a poisonous fly, he took great pleasure in fighting with the demon Mura. In spite of attacking with various weapons, the Lord was unable to kill Mura. He wrestled with the arch fiend for more than 10,000 years. Finally, after a considerable scuffle, the divine Lord defeated Mura and went to Badrika Ashrama. In Badrika Ashrama, the Lord rested in a splendidly beautiful cave called Hemavati and took rest. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, "O Arjuna, the Mura demon followed me to that cave and seeing me resting, prepared to attack. Suddenly, an incandescent daughter appeared from my body. She held many mystical and divine weapons and began to unmercilessly fight the demon. After slaying the demon, the effulgent goddess cleaved his head from his body. Thereupon, all the demons fled to Patala Loka. When I arose from my slumber, I saw the dead body of the Mura demon and the radiant goddess stood before me with folded palms. Startled by such an extra mundane sight, the personality of Godhead asked her, 'Who are you?' The goddess replied, 'O my lord and master, I am born from out of your own body. I have removed this demon from his torment by cutting off his gruesome head. When he saw you resting, he shamefully thought to kill you in your sleep. Therefore, I have appeared and severed his head.' The Supreme Lord said, 'O Goddess, I am grateful for your protection and well pleased with you for this kind act. You may ask any benediction you like from me.' 'O Lord,' replied the deific beauty, 'if you at all wish to give a boon unto me, then please give unto me the potency to deliver even the most heinous sins from all who fast on this day. It is my heartfelt desire that even if one simply eats in the evening, then that person will receive half the benefit of fasting. And if one eats only at noontime, that person will receive half as much credit again. Please give me with this auspicious favor.' The Lord said, 'You are undoubtedly my spiritual energy, and since today is called Ekadashi, your name will be Ekadashi. Anybody who observes fasting on this day, your day, will have his sinful reactions elevated and attain unending spiritual bliss. O Arjuna, from that day until this, all Ekadashi days are vitalized by the Supreme Lord's blessings. I award entrance to the Supreme Abode unto those who observe the day of Ekadashi. O dearest son of Queen Kunti, an Ekadashi which is mixed with Dwadashi is the best of all. One should always give up sex life, eating grains, honey, meat, eating off of bell metal and applying oil on the day of Ekadashi. If a person observes the Sri Ekadashi and hears of its illimitable glories, he can obtain even more results.' Hare Krishna."
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desire Tree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desire Tree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.